Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rica on Power 101.7.
All right, 836, Jessica, Celebrity Buzz. Jess, what you got?
Here we go. Former President Biden said that he and all the folks are very optimistic about successfully treating his prostate cancer. He says that the expectation is that they are going to be able to beat this. This is what he told the Washington Post.
Really?
He says there's no... It's not in any of my organs or my bones. He says that what did go to his bones, it did not penetrate. His bones are strong, he says.
I thought it was like stage four and like...
So this is just what it says from the Washington Post, but they're very optimistic.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like, I'm shocked.
He says it has not penetrated. He says my bones are strong and nothing's in any of my organs.
I mean, obviously, like, good news. I'm just shocked. I really thought... Like he was like so far along, I thought it was like fatal. Like this was it.
Yep. So he's being treated for it.
Okay.
Yeah. And also there is this list that went around who's the best celebrity kisser.
Oh.
All right. And I was going through some of them.
Okay.
Again, we don't know if this is like a real website or not, or if people like if these comments.
Oh, here we go.
If they're real.
Okay.
All right. But I'm just going to go through. Someone said that Steven Tyler, he's a 15 out of 10. But
hold on. Steven Tyler. Yes. You talking about Aerosmith?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Hold on. Doesn't he have like that weird mouth?
Well. They said 15 out of 10.
15 out of 10.
They said mid makeout, he stopped to meow at me multiple times.
Didn't he always have like that weird mouth?
Mid makeout, meow. Meow
like a meow, loud
mouth. Like the Botox lips.
I don't like
they're big lips.
No, I mean like even
and
back
like
in
a
the
big
day.
Mouth.
I just remember Aerosmith, like back in the day, he had like that weird looking mouth.
I know.
So you're saying he's a good kisser?
Apparently.
Okay.
15 out of 10. But mid makeout, he stopped to meow at me multiple times. Prince Harry, 10 out of 10. He was the biggest gentleman.
Prince Harry.
Mm-hmm. Orlando Bloom. Not the best beep I've had in my life, but he was a truly amazing kisser.
Not the best what?
You know, in the bedroom.
Not the best D.
Truly amazing kisser.
But a good kisser. Okay.
Okay. Johnny Knoxville. 10 out of 10.
Really?
Apparently he's a great kisser and he's incredible and he's really good with his hands, they said. Whoa.
I mean, we're talking about Jackass here, so he's willing to do anything. So, okay, all right.
Vin Diesel. This person on here said the worst kisser you could ever imagine.
Really?
One of those guys who always has those crusties on the side of his mouth. It's so gross.
Okay.
Sloppy, wet, a lot of tongue, just gross, horrible kisser, horrible manners.
Okay.
Michael Phelps. Best beep ever, it says.
Really?
That's what it says.
Wow, okay.
It says he was kind of a freak.
Well, he's in shape.
He's kind of a freak.
Olympian.
It says,
a swimmer. Yeah.
His skin smells like chlorine. Oh. That's why I don't know if this is real. But they say he was ready to go, like, a lot of times during the night.
Wait, pause.
An Olympian in every way.
They said his skin smelled like chlorine.
But that he was ready to go and could go multiple times during the evening. He was an Olympian in every way.
I mean, he's an Olympian. He's an athlete.
He's
an
very
Olympian.
Athletic.
Yes. Michael Phelps.
The endurance is there.
Okay.
All right. And then the last one here says Morgan Wallen. And then it just says in all caps, terrible. So I don't know if that meant everything, just kissing, but it just says terrible.
You know what's funny you said about Vin Diesel being so bad?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would think, like, Vin Diesel, you know, I mean, good-looking guy.
Oh, right, like all...
In shape and all that.
All
like,
cut.
Yeah, yes. Like, looks can be deceiving. So don't think that that's,
well, you know. Apparently on here.
Then you got somebody like.
That's what they said
Michael
about
Michael Phelps, big and goofy. You think he's got like the best, you know, best D.
Who knows?
Best, you know.
Who knows?
Kisser. But definitely like Steven Tyler. Here I am. Like Steven Tyler with the mouth.
He's trying to figure out. He's like, I mean, if you want to go by looks, I mean, look how it is. We don't even know if it's a real list or
right,
not, but hey,
right.
Hey, it made the top headline, so
yeah.
I'm going to talk
how,
about
how about
it.
Your guy?
Channing?
Yeah.
He's not on the list.
Channing Tatum.
Mm-mm, he's not on the list. So I wish somebody would put a critique out there, let us all know what it's like.
Okay.
Beyonce, she breaks the internet again. She surprised her fans over the weekend by dropping a new remix of her hit song, Cowgirl Queen, and it's already topping charts. She also teased a tour announcement coming soon. The Beehive is buzzing. Chris Evans, Captain America himself, he confirmed that he tied the knot in a small private ceremony in Italy. And sorry, ladies, America's sweetheart is now taken. Taylor Swift is also adding some more shows to the Eras Tour. She just won't quit due to the massive demand. She added 5 more dates in Asia and Europe for 2025. So Swifties, get your passports ready because Taylor Swift says that she's going to add even more shows. And Diddy's legal battle, it's now in the 4th week of this high-profile federal trial in New York. We all know that he's facing serious charges, including sex trafficking, racketeering, and transporting individuals for prostitution. His former assistant, Mia, continues to testify, detailing years of alleged abuse and talking about her employment. Diddy has pleaded not guilty to all charges, and if he's convicted on all counts, he could face life in prison.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yes.
8:42.